Morning, everyone. Are you happy today?
Yes.
I'm very happy. Somebody gave me a new boot. But the problem is they gave just one. Yeah, I broke my foot yesterday. And I'm a very naughty boy. I was with my skates, you know. Amen. God is good, amen.
Amen.
All the time.
Yes.
He is always good. I want to talk to you this morning about one thing that I love to do. Connection. Say with me, connection. But I'm going to talk to you about heavenly connection.
Amen.
Say with me, heavenly connection.
Heavenly connection.
It's the most important connection you can ever do in your life. And the majority in this room, I know, the day you have found Jesus. Oh, by the way, Jesus found you. Because we normally say, I accept Jesus in that day, you know. But actually, Jesus accepted us, you know. And but that's fine. No, there is no sin saying, I accept Jesus. So God respects your decision also. In somehow, we have to accept Him as our Lord and Savior. It's good to see Daniel Shields here. Amazing. Yeah, good friend. Yeah, heavenly connection is the way we connect with Jesus. And I was meditating about it, and the Holy Spirit led me to think about the day, the momentum, every single one of us had that perfect and strong encounter with Jesus. Necessarily was not the encounter we are talking about. It's a weekend away with Jesus, and I really want to challenge you to take part of this encounter. But I'm talking about that personal encounter you can have, people can have at any time, at any place. Normally it happens in the church, and every Sunday, friends, every Sunday around the globe, lots of people, they have their first heavenly connection, you know. And connection is something that is amazing. We can't live without it. You know, when people come to visit you, in the early times, many years ago, they used to ask for a coffee or a glass of water. Now they ask for the password of your Wi-Fi. The first thing people ask you when they come to your house, what is the password, please? Because, why? Because this is first, this is 21st century, okay? I'm not gonna preach against it, because I do this also, you know? And this is 21st century. Secondly, we understood that connections is everything. Connection is everything. You know, when I go to some parties, or especially a wedding dinner, I love to sit down with people that I don't know them. Most of people, me too, we love to sit down with people that we know, that we spend time together eating and chatting, you know, and telling some jokes and laughing a lot, and talking with people that we don't see for a long time. But actually, when I go to this place and people set us in a table that we don't know, the majority of people there, 10 people around the table, I love doing this. Why? Because it's my opportunity to do some connections. Building bridges must be something essential for our lives. Because you never know who is going to stretch their arms to you one day. Must be one of these people that you just know. You just knew in that few minutes around the table. So we can't despise anyone. I love doing connections. I love building bridges. And if I, as a human being, I love doing connection, can you imagine God? God loves connecting him with you. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the subject I'm going to talk to you today. I just want to give a warm welcome to those who are watching us by the internet. And I pray that God may visit your life, visit your heart in the same way that we are having in this place. Amen? Amen. I thought he's starting to speak in tongues. So, wow, the Holy Spirit is moving this way. So, heavenly connection. A certain day, one person meets another person. Suddenly, something starts to happen. God is magnificent, prepares the momentum. Say with me, momentum.
Momentum.
The time that words or simply an attitude takes place and a reaction will produce by an action. Isn't that phenomenal? Some of this momentum has been expected for years and years. But all of a sudden, God connects people. Someone who will share with another one, who will hear and accept the wonderful plan of salvation by the name of Jesus Christ. Every single minute, any part of the world, there is a heavenly connection happening. Some is getting saved, touched by God, healed by His power, and their lives are being saved, are being changed forever. What a wonderful experience is to be used by God to connect people with Him. That's the most great experience after your salvation, is when God used you to connect them with God. To be instrument of connection. Say with me, instrument of connection. So let's see some episodes in the Bible when Jesus met people in His journey. And their lives were not the same again. Because friends, let me tell you something. I can't understand. I know people here, you guys are all perfect. Okay? Some right people are all perfect. There is no problem in this place. You are all perfect. Just waiting for God to come and erupt us. You know? But people from our church. They go to church for years and years, and they have no experience with this connection with God. I can see so many people that they are in the pews, they are in the chairs of the church, some of them even serving in the church, but they never had a great experience, great connection with God. If you tell them, please tell me your experience with Jesus. Oh, wow. One day my mom brought me to the, one day a friend brought me to the church, and I liked the music, and here I am. Just because of the music. Just because of the coffee and croissants and brioches or something like that. No, our connection must be genuine. Amen. Of course, we do all of this amazing worship. By the way, Jay was amazing. Thank you. So, worship, coffee, breakfast, you know, everything we prepared for you is to make you feel comfortable in this place. But actually, the main point of our meeting is to lead people to connect themselves into Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
With Jesus Christ. That's our heavenly connection. So let's see some experience in the Bible that we can see people connecting with Jesus and their lives were not the same again. If you are here today and you are not connected yet with Jesus, that's my invitation. That's my invitation for you today. Please pay attention in this very, very simple message, and your life is about to be changed forever. Okay? You cannot be the same again. So the first episode in the Bible that we can see is actually when Jesus heals a centurion's servant. So Cornelius, he was a centurion. Centurion was a guy who looks after 100 men in the army. Okay? So his servant was really sick, really ill. And the centurion's servant was dying at home. And Jesus was in his way to perform a miracle in someone's daughter, Jairus' daughter. And in this way, this centurion came to him and said, "Lord Jesus, please, you must heal my servant. He's very sick at home." Jesus said, "Wow, I can go there. I can go there." But when that man just found the holiness of Jesus, he said, no, I don't deserve you coming to my house." And another thing, I'm a man of the army. I know authority. And I say a soldier, "Come here," and he comes. "Do this," and he does it. So just one word from you, Lord Jesus, "Don't need to come to my house. I don't deserve to receive in my house. I'm very filthy. But just one word from your mouth, my servant will be healed." Wow, when Jesus heard that, he said, "Wow, even in Israel, I never heard words like this. So go home. Your servant is already healed." Amen? Amen. So you can see this in Matthew 8:30. That says, when Jesus said, 13. When Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you," as his servant was healed that same hour. So as soon as Jesus released his word, the man was healed. Can I hear, man?
Amen.
What was it, friends? Was a heavenly connection. And the life of the centurion was not the same after this episode. Amen. Another guy, another situation, another episode we can see in the Bible. The bleeding woman. Remember that? The bleeding woman? She was bleeding for 12 years. If you have a woman in your house, you know how hard it is to be with them for a week. Can you imagine someone living with this woman 12 years bleeding? 12 years headache, 12 years grumpy, 12 years, you know, not in a good mood. And this lady was suffering a lot. But the Bible says she heard about Jesus.
Amen.
She heard about Jesus, and Jesus is about to pass by my street. She said, "I need to touch him. The power he has, I don't need even to talk to him. If I only touch in his clothes, I will be healed." And when she went outside, by the way, friends, you know, in that time, when a woman was in that period, they were considered unclean. Thank you. Unclean. So they should not go to work. They should not go to any party. They should not go into any family gathering. They should not do anything. Just stay at home by themselves. But for a normal woman, fine. 1 week isolated, fine. But this lady was 12 years isolated.
Wow.
Okay? 12 years isolated. But she heard about Jesus. When she got the gate of her house, she saw a big crowd following Jesus. And what happened, friends? What happened? She said, "I need to touch him. I need to touch him." But the crowd knew her problem. As soon as she stepped outside the house, people started to say, no, you can't come outside, you are unclean. You should stay in your place, you can't be with us. But she actually didn't care about any word. Let me tell you something. When we have this great target, when we have this great desire to meet Jesus, don't look to anyone else. Because devil is going to use people outside to discourage you. Oh, you don't need to go, you don't need this. These people that they gather there in that place in 80 field, they are so stupid, they are so happy clappy, they are so good, you know. You don't need it. Just pray in your house and fine, God's gonna hear your voice. But she said, I will go. And the first barrier she faced to have a heavenly connection was to face the crowd. How many of us, sometimes, we can't face one person? She faced the crowd. The crowd was telling her, don't go, you can't be with us. You can't even touch us. She said, I don't care. Give me a way. Give me the way. I think because they knew her problem, they start to give space to her. Not allowing her to touch them. So they start to give space, and then she touched Jesus' clothes, and she was totally, immediately, 100% healed. And Jesus, in that time, turned his back, turned, you know, his face to her, and said, who touched me? The disciples come to him and say, Master, Jesus, are you joking? The crowd wants to take part of you. The crowd wants to kiss you. The crowd wants to hug you. And you ask, who touched you? He said, but somebody touched me with another intention. And I need to identify me with her. And she said, well, was me, Lord, was me. Go and be saved by the power of God. So she was healed and she was saved in the same time. Amen? So that was another heavenly connection. Mark 5:34. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. So another heavenly connection happened. The third one, the criminal who were crucified beside Jesus. Remember that? Jesus was crucified between two another men.
Yes.
Both thieves, bad men. One of them cursed Jesus. Oh, wow, who are you? Why don't you do some miracle now and we are going to believe you? Another one said, Lord, remember me when you get in your kingdom today. Jesus said to him, today, you are going to be with me in the paradise. Amen? What amazing word Jesus said to him. Luke 23:43 says, and Jesus said to him, surely I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Another heavenly connection. At the last minute. Lastminute.com. At the last minute, before he actually died, he found Jesus. This man is saved. This man was saved. He didn't have any time to come to church. He didn't have any time to join the worship team. He didn't have any time to give tithes and offering. He didn't have any time to serve. But he will be in heaven. He will be in heaven by thelastminute.com. Another one. Jesus goes to Zacchaeus' house. What an amazing meeting. Remember that? Zacchaeus was a very short man. Not a dwarf, actually, but a short man. You know? And he heard about Jesus also. He was a man very known in the society. He was a man, despite of his stature, he used to oppress people by tax. So he was personally a council tax. A council tax that works. Tax collector. So he used to oppress people. Do you know what he used to do? Because he was very rich, he used to buy people's debt, and also charge them double, three times. For example, let's suppose you own the council 2,000 pounds. He used to go there and pay for 2,000 pounds, but he charged you 5,000 pounds. So you are in his hand. So lots of people in the town was in his hand. So he was a guy who used to prosper upon people's disgrace. He was a very mad man. People used to see Zacchaeus and they used to desire that Zacchaeus used to be, you know, crushed by a car or something. Because he was very evil. His heart was just about money. Money, money, money. But one day, he knew about Jesus. Say with me, he knew about Jesus. And he said, I need to see this man. Because even though he has a great position in the town, even though he has lots of money, but he was not happy. Friends, let me tell you something. People are not happy because they have money. Somebody said, I met someone this week. He was so poor, poor, poor. He was so poor that the only thing he used to have was money. People are not happy if they don't have Jesus. Mm-hmm. Only by Jesus we are fulfilled. Amen?
Amen.
Money is nice. I love money. I love spending money. You know? But Jesus is the most important thing in our lives. And this man, Zacchaeus, he knew about Jesus. And he said, how can I see Jesus if I'm a short guy? So nobody's going to put me in their shoulders because they hate me. I can't ask anyone, Louis, can put me on your shoulder in order for me to see Jesus? No, if I do this, I'm gonna kill you. Because you bought my debt. So Zacchaeus was a very hated man, but he found a tree, a very high tree, and he said, I'm going to go up into this tree, and when Jesus passed by, I'm going to see him. And he was there. Can you imagine this man, very known man from the society, you know, everybody used to know him, very high level man, rich. And Jesus was passing by. When Jesus was passing by the tree, he looked up there and saw, hey, Zacchaeus, what are you doing there, man? Get down, because today I'm going to go to your house. And Zacchaeus got down, took Jesus to his house, opened his heart to Jesus. And as a man who used to follow money, the first thing that proved that he gave his life to Jesus, he said, I will give four times more those who I have been spoiled. Still. So that was the sign. A man who loves money decided to give four times for those who he have been taking money from. So this is a restoration. Amen. This is a restoration. Amen. Amen. So, and then Jesus said in Luke 19:9, and Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to his house because he is also a son of Abraham. Amen. 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 Another heavenly connection. Another one. Nicodemus. Do you know this guy? Nicodemus, what a name we have in the Bible, isn't it? If you have a son one day, why don't you put Nicodemus? Zacchaeus. No Pharisee. Pharisee is not a name, okay? It's a position. Okay. Nicodemus, the Pharisee. So this guy, another guy in a high-level position in the city, you know, very known guy, and he decided to meet Jesus also. But he was afraid of what people will say about this meeting with Jesus, you know. And let me tell you something, if you think about it, you cannot meet Jesus. But in the night, he said, I'm going to meet him in the night. So he sent a text to Jesus. Oh, somebody gave me your number. Could you meet me tonight somewhere? A coffee or, you know, Nando's. Talking until midnight. And they met. And Jesus said to him, you must be born again. A man who knew the Torah. A man who knew the Word of God until that time. Not the New Testament. Old Testament. A man who used to teach people about God. Jesus comes to him and says, you must be born again. What does it mean, friends? It doesn't mean how many times you come to church. For how long have you been in church? For how much you give as a tithe and offering? How you desire to worship Him every Sunday morning or every cell group on Tuesday night, on Friday night? But you must be born again. Let me tell you something. Unfortunately, church nowadays are full of people that they are still not a born-again Christian. I know pastors that they don't believe in miracle anymore. I know pastors that when they preach, it's just a historical stuff. It's like a teacher, not a pastor. It's like a teacher speaking about Palestine, speaking about political stuff, speaking about geography, but they don't say anything about God's love. Why? Because they actually need to be born again. As I normally say, friends, coming to church doesn't mean you are a Christian. Worshipping the Lord because of the band, because of the music, because of the lyrics there, it's easy. Anyone can do this. Anyone can sing. Anyone can worship the Lord. Anyone can, you know, raise their hands and do something. But are you born again Christian? Have you ever had your own experience with Jesus Christ, giving your life to Jesus, and say, Lord, from now on, I am your servant. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to adore you. So Nicodemus found Jesus in that day. And the Bible doesn't give too much details about him after this conversation. But we can find in John 19:39 that he tried to find somebody to manage when Jesus needs to be buried, when Jesus died. So this man became a follower. Because of some episodes after that we can see Nicodemus in there, that means he became a follower. He was a born-again Christian. He became a born-again Christian. Amen. After he met Jesus. And the last one I want to talk to you this morning is a Samaritan woman. Samaritan woman. Friend, Jesus is so clever. Could you tell somebody? Jesus is very clever. He came into a place, Rita. He came into a place. And he said, wow, I need to spread the gospel in this town. But there was no radio, no TV, no magazine. But there is a woman. When he gave some revelations to this woman, she brought the whole town to hear him. He's very clever. Very strategic. A man of marketing. Jesus is very clever. Amen?
Yeah.
So he talked to the right one, the one who is going to bring the whole city to hear from him. Better than radio, better than any Billy Graham crusade, better than anything. They came to hear Jesus. Okay? So Jesus was talking to her. Here is the point that Jesus broke some paradigm. Because Jew and Samaritan could not talk to each other. They were forbidden. But Jesus is above any law of man. Jesus is above any culture. Jesus is above any determination. Okay? So he actually met that woman and he offered her the water that comes to life. She was there to grab some water from the well. And he said to her, if you could drink the water I can give to you, you'll never be thirsty again. She said, wow, if I don't need to come to this place anymore, give me this water. But he said to her, this water you drink, you're going to be thirsty again in a few minutes, in a few hours. But the drink, the water I can give to you, you will never be thirsty again. But rivers of life will flow from you. You're going to have so many water inside of you that from you is going to flow like a river. Amen?
Amen.
So, friends, let me tell you something. This is the best sign for someone that had actually a heavenly connection with Jesus. He became a river. Amen. I was expecting big amen.
Amen.
You know, you can become a big flowing river. Because from you, waters will come and flow from you and will touch other people. We will touch another generation. We will touch another town. We will touch another people. That's what she did. When Jesus talked to her for a few minutes, she said, I am going to go to my city now and bring everyone to hear from you. Because I can see you are a prophet. She said, go. Jesus said, go. And she went there. And she brought the whole city. Please come to hear from someone who told me everything about me. And I never seen this guy before. He's a prophet. And the whole city came to hear from Jesus. All Samaritans hearing from Jew. So this Samaritan woman came and he stood by the well, but actually she received the water from Jesus Christ. She was totally connected in this heavenly connection that Jesus wants to do every single day, not just every Sunday. Can I hear, man?
Amen.
Every single day, Jesus wants to connect him with somebody. And who is going to be used by God? You. In your job. In the train. On the bus. On your car. Whatever you go, friends, whatever you do, you can share Jesus with somebody. Do you know why? We never know when it's going to be that day that heavenly connection is going to happen. Amen?
Amen?
So because of that, Jesus met this woman. In John 4:14 says, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
Amen.
What amazing experience. What amazing connection that woman received in that day. She was there expecting just for a physical water. However, Jesus was there and gave her a spiritual water. And she became an evangelist.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The first Billy Graham in the story was that woman. She invited everyone. The first crusade in the story happened that day because of her. The water was so flowing. The fire was so burning inside of her that she could not get it for herself. She said, I need a city to conquer. My goal today, friend, the Holy Spirit's goal today is to see you going out through these doors today and say, I have Hemo to reach. I have a city to conquer. And my city needs to hear the gospel. And I will be that person. I will be a Samaritan woman today.
Yeah.
I will be someone who will provoke this heavenly connection that is going to happen to them.
Amen.
Amen. And next Sunday, maybe you are going to fill up this church with all new people that you met this week and they had their own heavenly connection.
Amen.
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 So after these episodes, I want to ask you, now, what is your story? What is your story? What is your day? The day you connect with Jesus. What was the day you said, wow, today I met Jesus. Today is my day.
Yeah.
When was it? Many years ago? Some years ago, some days ago, some hours ago, I don't know. But actually, heavenly connection is something that needs to happen every single minute of our lives.
Amen.
Every places you go, you can find someone who needs a heavenly connection. And you can be like Samaritan woman. You can be like one of these guys I said here. Be an instrument of God to share Jesus. The only thing you have to do is to share Jesus. Is to share Jesus. And Jesus is going to take place in that place. And something heavenly will happen. Friends, we need to be more heavenly and less earthly. We must think about it more and desire more, then God's going to give us all this experience. Because when we read this in the Bible, we say, wow, what experience. But God is still alive. Jesus is still here. He wants to connect people. He wants to connect people. One day I was flying to Brazil. Many... I don't know how was the plane that time. But there was a lady beside me and the Holy Spirit said to me, talk to her and tell her, don't worry about anything, I'm going to look after your son. Everything is under my control. When I said it, that lady started to cry. And I never seen that lady before. And she said, wow, I'm coming back to Brazil and I left my son by himself and I'm totally worried about him. And but now you said those words, must be God. I said, must be God, because I never heard about you. I don't even know your name. And maybe we're not going to see each other again, but God has a plan in your life. Friends, there is a time. There is a time that someone needs a heavenly connection. Maybe it's today for somebody in this room. Or maybe it's today for you to connect somebody into God. Amen? So how many of you guys are available to provoke connections? My wife loves doing connections to get married. When she knows somebody that is single, you know, and it's over 20-something, she starts to say, are you married? No. I have someone for you. And do you know she stops on it when they get married? They get married. Where's the kids? When you're going to get pregnant? And they get pregnant. The first babe comes. Second one. One is too, it's not enough. She's never enough for her. She always needs to connect. One more. So if you are single, talk to her. She has a list. Waiting list. She has a waiting list. And I'm here to celebrate. At any time, I can do this at any time. 2 weeks ago, I celebrated a wedding in someone's garden. Thursday afternoon was a very nice day, very sunny day, very rare in UK. And God was very merciful, and we did it. It's Ronnie's daughter, Jordan's mom. You know, we did it, this celebration among friends. So I'm available to do this. So if you want to, you know, say goodbye to your single life, talk to my wife. She's gonna connect you to somebody. Amen. Amen. Do you want to go for a heavenly connection today? Let's all stand up, please.